Hello, this is Chris.
Hey, Chris, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. I was just following up. I know we spoke yesterday, and you were going to, when you had a moment, look up that phone number that you got from the person that said they were calling for people.
Yeah, I actually haven't been to my office yet. I'm on vacation, so I'm kind of having some difficulty getting time to get what you need.
How fun. Okay. So one question or one thing I did want to offer you, just because I checked with the Google Guaranteed Department, and you definitely, despite what that phone call said, do not need to, you know, provide employees social securities or anything. You would just put you're the sole owner.
Well, your page on your website. Come on, girls. Your page on your website. Ask me for it.
On the application?
Yes.
Well, you can just put down sole owner, and then it would be NA, not applicable to put any employees down.
You're in California, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay. I will definitely call you back before the day is out. Thank you. I will definitely call you back before the day is out when I can sit down at a computer, and I am on your page answering your form, and it asked me for that information, and you're telling me that isn't what I'm seeing, and I have a problem with that. Let's figure that out.
I'll text you my direct line. But question, do you get text to the number that ends in 2180, or since you're on vacation,
yes,
would this be a better number?
No, I can get that text. They all come.
Okay. You got it. Okay, I'll send it to you. My name's Tina. I'm at extension 777, and then we'll just talk later and pick up where we're
going. You actually sent it to me yesterday, if I'm not mistaken, but send it again.
Oh, good. You probably got it. Okay, I'll send it again. No problem. Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Bye. Girl. Hello? Hello? Can you hear me? Oh, I can hear. So, I only have like 2 minutes because I have to, on Wednesdays I have like a lunch gym session with a trainer. So yeah, I gotta head out. But, he's just saying that, you know, and it's true what he says. He says, your own site is asking me for the information for my workers, and now you're saying it's not required. And he's like, I'll show you later. He's like, I'm on vacation now, but I'm going to get in front of a computer and I'm going to call you and I'm going to show you that your own site says that. And I'm like, where does it say that on the application? He said, yes. So I looked it up and it kind of does, you know. Okay. So what would you suggest he puts for 18 then, total number of field workers? Should he put like, oh, so he does have to lie then if he has to put zero there. That's the problem, I think. I think he doesn't want to lie. He wants to like tell the truth. Like, I have field workers, but I don't want to give you their info, you know? Okay. So, I'm going to try to spin it and just tell him, like, look, put down zero. Don't put any information for the field workers. You're going to get approved, but in the event that you don't, I'm going to put a note here that we're going to apply your application fee to other services. And hopefully he'll go for that. Yeah, okay, I have a game plan now. Yeah, and if he refuses, then it's just going to be a cancel and refund. I mean, there's nothing I can do at that point. Okay, awesome. Okay, all right, have a good lunch. Bye.